We are reading from Canto 9, chapter 8, text 44, a word-to-word meaning, Uttamaha, the best. Chintitam,
considering the father's idea.
Kuryat, acts accordingly. Proktakari, one who acts on the order of the father. Tu, indeed. Madhyamaha, mediocre. Adhama, lower class. Ashraddhaya, without any faith. Kuryat, acts. Akarta, unwilling to do. Uccharitam, like stool. Pituhu, of the father. Translation from Vaishnava Prabhupada. A son who acts by anticipating what his father wants him to do is first class. One who acts upon receiving his father's order is second class. And one who executes his father's order irreverently is third class. But a son who refuses his father's order is like his father's stool. Perfect. Puru Yayati's last son immediately accepted his father's proposal. For although he was the youngest, he was very qualified. Puru thought, I should have accepted my father's proposal before he asked, but I did not. Therefore, I am not the first class, I am second class. But I do not wish to become the lowest type of son who is compared to his father's stool. One Indian poet has spoken of putra and mutra. Putra means son and mutra means urine. Both a son and urine come from same genitals. If a son is an obedient devotee of the Lord, he is called putra or real son. Otherwise, he is not learned and is not a devotee, and a son is nothing better than urine. Okay. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Akshurun Litam Yena Tasmaya Shri Gurve Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Nama Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Krishna Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Vaishyate Shri. Okay. Thank you all of you for listening to me, all senior devotees. And in this verse is very famous, especially it also comes in Ramayana and also Mahabharatam, almost similar verse. And there's a very important message in this verse. And the message is, Uttama Chintitam Kuryat. Oh, it's gone. Anyway. Can we get this verse back? This proof? Yeah, just a Sanskrit verse. So, this verse is talking about three types of servants. There are three types of servants. Father, real father is Krishna, we all know. Pita ahamasya jagata, mata dahata pitamaha. Real father is Krishna. Puru, in disguise of praising his father, he is praising Lord Krishna because he was intelligent. He was also a devotee. In the dynasty of Puru, many great kings appeared who were devotees of Lord. In fact, Parikshit is descendant of Puru. So what Puru is saying, Puru is establishing a principle that the three types of devotees, servants, three types of servants, Uttam, Madhyam and Adham. And Uttam is, who is Uttam? Uttam, Prabhupada translates as the best. Who is a best servant? A best servant is the one who thinks himself the worst. And that's what Puru is all about. Puru is saying to Father, that Father, I should have humbly accepted your orders. And that's what Chaitanya Charitamrita says. Sarvottam hoya apna heen, sarvottam apna ke heen karimani. Who is Uttam? Who is best? Tam means darkness, Ut means beyond. Who is beyond darkness? Who is best? Best person is he who considers himself humble. Because all qualities without humbleness is just a blemish. If suppose somebody has good qualities, all good qualities, but he always brags about himself. You will not want to associate with him, no? You'll say he's a nonsense person. He always praises himself. So all good qualities
will become disqualified without humbleness. That is why it is said, humbleness is a queen of all qualities. She is a queen of all qualities. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first says, Trinadapi Suni Chena. So, best devotee is person who is humble. But what is humbleness? That's a question. Because that's a little difficult to understand. And Prabhupada, he says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ante Leela, first chapter, 202nd verse, Prabhupada says, what is humbleness? Prabhupada says there, humbleness is leaving sense gratification. Now this is important to understand. Humbleness is not stating reality. I mean, to say, if we go to Krishna, if we pray, Krishna, I am fallen, I have no qualities. And if you don't have qualities, and if you're really fallen, this is not really humbleness. That is a reality. Krishna will praise, okay, you accept reality, I am happy with you, but that's not the standard of humbleness. Krishna might say, you know, come on, I'm bored of hearing again and again you're fallen, you know, get up. That's all. Real humbleness is when Haridas Thakur says, I'm fallen. That's what Chaitanya Charitamrita says. Mahaprabhu meets Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur says, my dear Lord, I'm fallen. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, my heart is breaking by hearing your words. Because he is not fallen. And that's the point Mahaprabhu makes. Sarvottam apna ke him karimani. In Krishna's eyes, a person who is not fallen and yet he says to Krishna, I am fallen, he is humble. So if you don't do any service and you say, Krishna, I am fallen, I can't do any service, well, you are fallen, that's all, finish. If you do everything and yet to admit, Krishna, I cannot do anything, that's a humble person. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy with Pratap Rudra when he was sweeping in front of Jagannath? There were many other people who were sweeping in front of Jagannath. Many Jhaduwala. But Pratap Rudra, he was happy because he was a king and he was acting like a sweeper. So to become humble, we have to become advanced. And Prabhupada says, real humbleness is leaving sense gratification. Because, you see, it makes sense. Suppose we have a servant in the house and that servant is telling to his master, my dear master, I am fallen, I am this, I am that, I am a servant, okay, good. But when the master is out, that servant is opening the fridge and eating everything from the fridge, seeing his TV. Is he humble? No. Because he is enjoying the property of his master. Nevertheless, he is saying, by words he is saying, I am this, I am that, but it doesn't count because he is enjoying the property of master. That's what Prabhupada means by humbleness, leaving sense gratification. This entire world is property of Lord. Isha Vashyam Idam Sarvam. That spirit is there. And if we enjoy the property of Lord, then that is not humbleness. That reflects egoism. That is why Prabhupada, so that book is there, Renunciation of Wisdom, 5th chapter, 1st verse, Prabhupada writes here, that real spirit of humbleness lies in renunciation of sense gratification. The verse of Upanishads, Aham Brahma Asmi, that is humbleness. I am servant of God. So Prabhupada says in the purport, if a son is an obedient devotee of Lord, real humbleness is to become obedient to Lord. And obedience requires leaving, enjoying his property. So that's meaning of humbleness. Ideal standard. The more we are out of clutches of sense gratification, the more we are out of craving for the flesh, that's sense gratification. Craving for matter, craving from flesh, that's what we have to look inside us. The more in the eyes of Krishna we are humble, the more we are humble, the more we are uttam, the more we are uttam, the more we are best, the more we are best, the more Krishna likes us. But the question is, how to leave sense gratification? It's very difficult. It's not easy. Gross, leaving sense gratification grossly is easy, but what about subtle? And what about subtlest? That's very difficult. And that's what Puru says, chintitam. This word chintitam has many meanings. And the first meaning is, Prabhupada translates as, considering the Father's idea.
So the first meaning of chintitam is thinking. Sanskrit chintitam means thinking. Consider. Chintit. Chinta. So by thinking about, by thinking how to serve Krishna, if we are always thinking how to serve Krishna, Krishna gives us a gift. And the first gift is, he gives us the capacity to refuse sense gratification, to say no to sense gratification. One, avoiding sense objects is one thing. Capacity to say no to sense gratification, that's another thing. Because when we are new to devotion, okay, four regs, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, whatever. By that time, we were following regs, but we didn't have the capacity to say no. And that's what is chintitam. When we serve God, when we serve Krishna, the first gift Krishna gives is the capacity to say no. We'll be able to say no to sense gratification. No, yes, finish. And refuse that. And that comes by serving Lord. And the more we say no to sense gratification, the more we get less distracted outside. The more we get less distracted, the more we can concentrate within ourselves. And the more we can look within ourselves, we will be able to see that we are full of faults. Because the less we do sense gratification, the less we are interested in our own agendas, the less a servant is interested in his own plans and his own ideas, the more he's focused on serving God, following his orders. And the more we know Krishna, the more we serve him, the more we will realize that he's full of all good qualities. And when we know what is good, then we can understand what is bad. You see, why non-devotees cannot understand that they're full of all bad qualities? You can convince them you're bad. Nobody will accept. You can go to the street and we can ask, you can take a census, you can ask anybody this question, are you bad or are you good? Everybody will say, I'm good. Nobody's going to admit I'm bad. Because in their eyes, their qualities are good because they have not seen what is good. And the more the devotee is free of sense gratification, this is the distractions, the more he gets focused on qualities of Lord. And then the more he focuses on qualities of Lord, he understands what is good qualities. And then he can see within himself, so what I was considering good in me, that is actually bad by comparing. And then he becomes humble. The more he appreciates good qualities of Krishna by the power of service, the more he can understand that all good qualities within us is a credit from Krishna. It's not my good qualities. And that's how he becomes humble. He recognizes his faults, his bad things. He appreciates his good qualities as mercy of God. And the more his service intensifies because of lack of sense gratification, the more he can understand that Krishna expects many things from us. The more we focus on God, Krishna, the more Krishna will reveal his mind to us, his books, his orders. And then servant can understand Krishna as his master expects many things from us, but I am not able to live to that expectation. And that's why a devotee feels humble. And this is a mechanism, how a devotee feels humble as he is advancing on the path of service, as he is getting free of sense gratification. And a devotee always thinks, I cannot do what Krishna wants from me. Krishna wants from me many things. So just like a father, he hopes that is, every good father hopes, my son will become a great man. He'll become a prime minister, he'll become a whatever he wants, a big scientist. He has many hopes, but the son is a useless son. He is not able to live up to the hopes of his father. Similarly, a devotee understands, my father Krishna has many hopes from me. He has hope that this devotee will become pure devotee. He will preach all around the world. But when we see ourselves, we are incapable. We are incapable. We can't even chant rounds properly. So what to do? So that brings humility in the devotee. Yes, Krishna, I can't live up to your standards, up to your expectations. You and your devotees want, but I cannot do. That is chintitam. So by thinking of service of Lord, you get free of sense gratification. When you get free of sense gratification, your service intensifies. Your focus is, chintit means focus also, your focus on God increases. When your focus on God increases, you imbibe His good qualities. When you imbibe His good qualities, you can recognize your bad qualities. And then you become humble. And then you recognize all good qualities in yourself are credit given by Krishna. They are not yours. You become humble. And you recognize that my Father, my Krishna wants many things from me, but I am unable to do. And you become humble. And as you become humble, the next gift of Krishna is, chintitam also means anxiety. Chintitam, in Sanskrit, the next meaning is anxiety. And Prabhupada says, Puru thought I should have accepted my father's proposal before he asked. That anxiety comes, that I am unable to do what Krishna wants from me, what Prabhupada wants from us, to the extent what they expect from us. And that creates spiritual anxiety. That's the second meaning of chintitam. That's the best devotee. First best devotee who is humble. The next qualification of best devotee, he is having spiritual anxiety. This is in the word chintitam. And Prabhupada says in one of his lecture in Melbourne, 1976, he says, by material anxiety you go down, by spiritual anxiety you go up. He says this. The idea of devotion is not peace. It's a wrong notion that we have come here for peace. It's wrong. We have not come here for peace. If you want peace, you can go to yoga. You can go to Himalayas, Rishikesh. Love. We have come here for love. And love demands sacrificing peace. Love is not peace. What Arjuna was proposing to Krishna. Arjuna was saying, Krishna, let me not fight. I'll sit there peacefully. That was his proposal. Krishna says, you fool. I am not come here to establish peace. I am come here to establish love. And for that you should fight. Fight might bring anxieties to you, but that is good. So love demands sacrificing peace. And the more you sacrifice peace for Krishna, the more you'll get peace. Because a poison counteracts poison. A thorn by a thorn. And anxiety by anxiety. So Krishna says, experiencing higher taste, leave the lower taste. So we experience higher anxiety, we leave lower anxiety. So once we experience spiritual anxiety, we are not no more material anxious. So we become peaceful towards this world, but not towards Krishna. If we become peaceful in Krishna consciousness, it's a very dangerous sign. You're not to become peaceful in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada gives one more lecture in Hawaii, I think 1972 somewhere. Prabhupada gives a lecture. Prabhupada says in the lecture, we should learn from demons. Prabhupada says that. And Prabhupada says in that, so Prabhupada quotes Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, Divine and Demoniac. There's a verse, Chintam Aparimam Pralantam Upashrita. Prabhupada says, demons are always full of anxiety to want money, to do this, to do that, to do that. Prabhupada says, learn from them. Learn from them how you should be anxious for Krishna. In fact, our target is to become anxious. Our target is not to become peaceful. Chaitanya Charitamrita Ante Leela is all about anxiety. We are anxious to do something for Krishna. We are anxious to meet Him. We are anxious, we are eager we are anxious that Krishna should not get even a small amount of trouble, unhappiness from our side. We are anxious that He should not become disappointed from us. If we don't follow devotion properly, we are going to get frustrated first of all. But that's not important that we become frustrated. The most important is Krishna becomes frustrated. We become sad when we don't follow devotion, but Krishna becomes much, much sad by seeing us. So that's our anxiety. We should not put Krishna in anxiety due to us. And that is spiritual anxiety. And Prabhupada says, we advance by the spiritual anxiety. That's good. You should be spiritually anxious. And you know what? Even science, because I'm a scientist, so I do research in genetics. So in science, now there is a new research that there is positive stress and negative stress. Now they're coming to this problem, psychology. So negative stress takes you down, that is material anxiety. Positive stress takes you up, Positive stress is all stress which is due to love. And that's what they call positive stress. They say this is good. And that's what Krishna consciousness is all about. So second meaning of chintitam is anxiety. So best servant is, who is the best servant? Uttam, who is chintitam, who is always thinking of Krishna, leaving sense gratification, he is humble. Second symptom of a best servant is, he is full of spiritual anxiety. And the third meaning of chintit in Sanskrit is anticipation. Chintitam, I am thinking of something that should happen. Anticipation. And Prabhupada mentions that Prithu thought, I should have accepted my father's proposal. Third symptom of best servant is, he anticipates before even master tells him what to do. The more we are spiritually anxious to serve Krishna, the more we can enter mind of God and mind of pure devotees, and the more we can anticipate what we can do for Krishna. Just like, for example, Ramayana, Hanuman. So Hanuman, Ram tells to Hanuman, Hanuman, you go to Lanka and you bring information about Sita. That was his order. That's it. What Hanuman does? He goes, he finds Sita, he gives Lord Ram's ring to her. That's what he does. Well, Lord Ram asks. That's what Ram asks. But then he says, you know what? I just want to eat fruits. He eats all the fruits of Ashok Vatika. He kills all demons. He burns Lanka. And then he actually creates fear in the army of Ravan. He kills son of Raman. Who was that? Aksha. He kills one son of Raman there in Lanka. He comes back. And Ram, when he comes back and meets Ram, Ram said, Hanuman, I am so happy with you because you are the best of my servant. I ordered you something, but you did more than that. Best servant is that who can do more than the orders. And then Ram told Hanuman, I am not a king no more. I am king no more. I am in the forest. I want to give you something, but I cannot give you anything. So let me just give you my embrace. And he embraces Hanuman. And that's what we are looking for. If Krishna can embrace us, that's the perfection of life. What else? We don't need anything else, no. But he'll embrace the best of his servants. And that is uttamam chintitam. But the point is, it's not enough to just think, be anxious and anticipate. We have to act on that. That's the word kuryat. Prabhupada says, act accordingly. If we just think and we don't act, we are not a devotee, we are a dreamer. That's all. And there are many dreamers in Vrindavan. They're sitting and they're thinking so many things, but they're not acting. So Bhaktisiddhanta said, they're monkeys, that's all. Without action, if you're just thinking, if you're not acting, you're a hypocrite, that's all. You're saying something, but you're not doing. Actually, Manu Samhita says, if anybody who says, I will do this, and he doesn't do that, he's a demon. Actually, that's what Manu says. Because he is not true to himself. He's saying something, he's not doing. So he's not true to Krishna. So Prabhupada says, Kuryat, he acts, he tries to act on whatever he thinks. But actions include, Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion, actions include action by body and action by intelligence. So action by body means he tries to do something. Prabhupada said, do something for Krishna. Always Prabhupada said, do something. Why Prabhupada was saying? Because Prabhupada knew there is no meaning of spiritual anxiety without actions. So Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion preface, Prabhupada says, act for Krishna, use your body, and act through intelligence by planning for him. So we generally serve Krishna, but we don't plan. And Prabhupada says, planning is the most important concept in actions. Because if we don't plan, we don't act properly. So Prabhupada says, every devotee should plan what he's going to do in his life, what he's going to do in a year, what he's going to do in a month, what he's going to do tomorrow, what he's going to do next hour. Everything should be planned, otherwise mind becomes empty after some time. So just like a businessman, he's planning his tour, no? His tour, his everything for money. Similarly, we should look at Prabhupada planned. Prabhupada planned, okay, I am going to write Bhagavatam purport in next 12 years. Radha Damodar. He planned like that before coming to America. Okay, because I'll take 12 years to write, okay, I'll write. That was a long-term plan. Immediate plan, I'll publish back to Godhead magazines. Okay, that's okay. Then a remote plan, okay, I'll go to foreign countries. He had his planning. Prabhupada has his diary. That is why all great devotees have diaries. And it's good habit to keep diary, to keep planning what to do for Krishna. So that's Uttama Chintitam Kuryat. That's a best devotee. Okay. So, Puru says, well, I'm not first class son, I'm second class son. If you're not first class devotee, it's very difficult to become first class devotee. They are like Hanuman, like Prahlad, they are like that. So let us, Puru gives the next option. Okay, become a middle class devotee, mediocre devotee. Who is a mediocre devotee? Proktakari tu Madhyama. Madhyama means mediocre. Mediocre devotee is one who is proktakari. Proktakari, Prabhupada says, one who acts on the order of the father. So, best devotee, he is thinking by himself. He doesn't need order. He understands the order and he does more than that. He doesn't need to be ordered again and again. A mediocre devotee, he needs to be ordered. He does. Then he sits back. Then again order. Does. Then sits back. So until unless he is ordered, he is not ordered, he is not doing anything. That's a middle class devotee. But Krishna becomes happy by this service also. Although it doesn't seem so good, because the devotee is not taking proactive action in service. He is ordered and he is doing. Sometimes order needs force. So he is being forced by authorities and he is doing. But Krishna accepts his service because Krishna is seeing his faith. He is falling through order. But Krishna is not exactly seeing his service. Krishna is seeing that he has faith that I should follow the orders, and these orders are for my good, for my welfare. These devotees are thinking of my welfare. Krishna is thinking of my welfare, so I should follow. Although he might be falling out of force, out of order, but there's an element of faith. That's what Prabhupada says in one of his lectures. Prabhupada says, Krishna doesn't really see what service you have to do. Not just service. Krishna sees the spirit of service. And the spirit of service lies in faith. Faith. So middle devotee, the fact he has faith, although he might not be doing from his own intention, own will, proactive service, although he is not humble, of course, a new devotee, he is not controlled his senses. In ideal sense, he is not humble. Although he is not having spiritual anxiety, although he is not anticipating what Prabhupada wants, still Krishna accepts him. Because he is having one thing, faith. What faith he has? He has faith that if I follow the orders, it will be good for me. Although deep down in his soul, he might not want to follow the orders, but he is nevertheless following with the conviction that, okay, this old man will do good for us, as Prabhupada disciples said, this old man will never cheat us. That's what Lilamrita says. So that faith, so that's a middle devotee, proktakari. Krishna accepts his service, okay. Best uttam, he is happy with the service. Madhyam, he accepts service, gives mercy. What about adham, the lowest kind of servant? Adhamo ashradhaya kuryat. The lowest kind of servant does things, Prabhupada says, without faith. Ashradhaya means without any faith. He acts, but without any faith. Now what do you mean by this without any faith? What's the meaning of this without any faith? Why do anybody want to follow anybody without any faith in him? So many people come to Krishna consciousness. Why does anybody want to follow anything without any faith? If somebody is following something without any faith in the person, there is just one conclusion, that his intentions are wrong. Otherwise, he'll not follow. Either he'll follow or he'll not follow. But if he's still following without any faith, his intentions are wrong. That is why third class servant is adham. Adham means fallen. Fallen means whose intentions are fallen. Actions might look same, but intentions are fallen. What matters is intention. Krishna is seeing through our body, mind, intelligence, right through in soul, in our intentions, what we want. with what intention we are doing that activity. That is, in Sanskrit it's called sankalpa. This word comes sankalpa many times in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna wants to see that, yes. So that is fallen, his fallen intentions. His intention is to earn money or whatever he wants, blah blah blah, whatever. He's fallen, okay. So the point is, you're fallen or you're not fallen is judged by your intentions and not specifically by your actions. That's the principle here. It's not really actions by which we can see we are fallen, because many devotees, they might do something wrong, apparently, but if their intentions are not wrong, they are not fallen. That's what Krishna says, apichet suduracharo bhajate mamana nibhav. People might think they are fallen by looking at the external activities, but from my side they are not fallen because their intentions are proper. That is why the trick to not do offenses is to keep your intentions pure. Your thoughts might be wrong, your feelings might be messed up, your actions might be totally out of the way, but if your intentions are good, Krishna forgives all those things. And that's the lowest class of, and the lowest of all, Prabhupada says, akarta uccharitam pitu. The lowest of all servants, actually he's not a servant, is a person who refuses. Akarta means refuses, not does anything. Uccharitam means, ut means beyond, charitam means behavior. Lowest class of servant is who crosses the line of normal etiquettes. That means he refuses the order. Krishna says something, devotee says something, he refuses the order. That is, Prabhupada says, he's a urine, he's a stool. He's not a putra, he's a mutra. Because he refuses. We cannot refuse God. And that is why Upanishad says, people who are not in devotion, they are criminals. Prabhupada quotes in Bhagavad Gita from Garga Samhita. Prabhupada quotes, people who are not doing devotion, they are sinful. This is a very big statement, because what about many, we meet many people who are nice, no? Who speak nice, who are nice, and who might be very good gentlemen, but according to devotional standard, they are sinful. They are the lowest among mankind, because then they are refusing to follow orders of God. The greatest sin we can do is refuse orders of God. And Krishna demands something from us. Krishna demands that you should serve Him. We are not doing. That's the greatest sin. And that is why Puru says he is the most fallen person. So this is a verse which is explaining three kind of servants. Actually four kind of servants, not three. But three, fourth is not a servant. He refuses. But actually one thing, even fourth class of person is also a servant. Everybody is servant of God. That's one thing. Some people admit they are, some people do not. That's all. Some people are constitutionally servant and also dispositionally, what we are. But those people are constitutionally they are servant, but not dispositionally. And that's the problem. They are servants, but they're not acting as servants. That is why they are the lowest of servants. That's why Puru Maharaj, he speaks of all these four categories in this verse. So we have topmost servant, middle class, lowest, and the super lowest. And the topmost, the only qualification of topmost servant is he is reluctant to gratify his senses. Prabhupada makes a statement in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the best servant is reluctant to enjoy this material world. The point is, see, jnanis also, they leave sense gratification. Devotees also leave sense gratification, but their whole intent is different. Jnanis leave sense gratification just for themselves, for liberation, for themselves. Devotees leave sense gratification not just to leave sense gratification. Leaving sense gratification is an expression of love for Krishna. You see, if we love Krishna, whatever comes in between Krishna and us, we don't want that. That's all. Finish. That's love, no? If there's a girlfriend and a boyfriend, that boyfriend will say, marry a girlfriend, whatever comes in our way, I will get rid of it. And that's an expression of love, is it? So, if somebody comes in their way, he might shoot him, you know, forget it. Nobody can come as between you and me. And the greatest obstacle between him and us is we ourselves. Our own mentality to gratify this matter, this flesh, that's what we are diseased. And our idea to get rid of sense gratification is expression of love for our beloved Krishna. It is a limb of devotion, leaving sense gratification. It is not a means to actually attain devotion. It is a limb of devotion, the expression of love. And that is why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Putamat Bhavam Agata. Many saints previously, they have become purified by the dint of austerities. And the tapasya, leaving sense gratification, that's what we are all about. That's why Mahaprabhu says, Virage Vidya Nicha Bhakti Yoga, Shiksharthame Ekam Purusha Purana. Mahaprabhu says, devotion that is ornamented by renunciation and wisdom, that devotion I like. That's Uttam devotion. That's what is the message of this verse. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much. Any questions, if anybody has some questions? Or any comments, I don't know. Yes, well. Yes, is Radha Krishna? No, he's not asking.
You mentioned that the more devotees.
Mike is there.
You mentioned that the more the devotee focuses on Krishna's qualities, the more he realizes his fallen condition and becomes humble.
Yeah.
But it was like a tradition, especially in India, they say that Krishna's qualities are not to be followed. You know, it's like Rama is the virtuous, he acts virtuously, but Krishna doesn't.
Yeah, so that's okay.
So can you like make examples of Krishna's qualities that we should not follow?
Well, it's simple. The more like Krishna is so humble, like Krishna lifts Govardhan, he dances on Kaliya. He kills so many demons. And the next scene, he's following his friends behind the queue. He's standing last in the queue. And he's done so much in just front of everybody. And he shows his universal form. And he says, see, I am the greatest and this and that. And the next scene, he's just massaging the legs of his friend. So, he's humble, no? So, when we understand light, then we can understand what is darkness, is it? If we are in darkness, then we can't appreciate what is light. But because darkness is absence of light, darkness is nothing. If you ask what is darkness, it's nothing. It is absence of light. So absence of good qualities will help you to understand what is darkness. So these people in this world, they don't know what is good qualities. They think smartness is good, no? Be smart. They have not seen good qualities, but when they see good qualities in Krishna, then they will realize, oh, I am full of darkness. I am full of faults. And that's how devotee becomes humble, when he becomes focused on God. That's the point. Yeah. That's simple. Okay. Oh, Mataji, yeah.
Thank you for a very nice class. I just wanted to ask, where in the scripture it says that Krishna is in anxiety, or we can make him happy in such a way, and he's unhappy? I thought he's such an non-behavioral, which is always blissful.
Yeah.
So I just want to understand how, with our actions, we can make him happy or unhappy. Most of our things where we follow is for the principles and at least 16 rounds, and we do service. And that's actually mostly for our happiness, because that then we are not in anxiety, but Krishna is always
I got your point.
So I just want to know where in scripture it says,
yeah, actually, see, Krishna is full of happiness, but he has one anxiety. He has anxiety that, my dear devotee, why you are rotting in this material world? He's anxious for us. Just like a father is anxious for his son, he's anxious for us. Why don't you come back to me? What's happening with you? What's wrong with you here? That's what Prabhupada says. Krishna is anxious for all living entities in this material life. That's why he comes now. So he is happy, Satchitanand Vigra. But in the corner of his heart, he has some anxiety. Anxiety to share his happiness. And that's what happens. When a devotee becomes self-realized, he has no anxiety. But as soon as he becomes self-realized, he develops anxiety. And the anxiety to share his happiness. It's a rebound. It happens rebound. And that's what happens with saints. And that's the source of compassion, that anxiety. That's what Krishna is. He's so happy, he's fully self-satisfied, but then he finds himself, oh my God, I can't share this satisfaction with anybody. He wants to share his infinite satisfaction. That's his anxiety. He wants to give.
Can I read anywhere in the scripture about
his anxiety somewhere? Oh, well, Prabhupada says in his lectures.
Where?
Prabhupada says, exact I can't quote, but there's a lecture in Melbourne.
The Srimad Bhagavatam?
No, lecture. Yeah. It's a lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada says, well, also, Krishna is anxious to meet his devotees. That's, we see pastimes, no? That he's anxious. When Krishna goes to Dwarka, he's anxious to meet gopis. That's also anxiety. Gopis are anxious when Krishna goes to forest, thorns. All pure devotees of Lord Radharani, Radharani is also Satchitanand Vigraha, but she's always in anxieties. Anxiety is a symptom of love. And if Krishna is anxious in Bhagavad Gita to kill everybody, Krishna says in first chapter, Prabhupada quotes, Krishna says, I'll take revenge from this Kauravas. Arjuna, you don't fight, I'll kill them. Because I have anxiety that they did offense to Draupadi, and I've been thinking since that time, and I'll take a revenge, I'll kill them. And I'll show this is love. So love demands anxiety. So that's the point. By Tattva Vichar, Krishna is full of happiness, but by rasa vichar, he has anxieties, functionally.
Hare Krishna Keshavananda, thank you. As we were discussing, based on the title of your presentation, Srila Prabhupada spoke simple yet deep. So I had a little exception to that we discussed. But it's not that his books are simple. It's Vaishnava theology, Vaishnava philosophy, made simple for foolish Kali Yuga.
And that's a good idea. Yeah.
So that's what we're recognizing in today's verse. Everything is there. And sometimes, especially the yoga devotees, don't realize that. Everything is in Prabhupada.
Yeah.
He's already distilled all of the knowledge of the predecessor acharyas, all of the commentaries.
Yeah.
Sometimes devotees feel they have to run and always quote Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said this, Vishwanath.
You're right.
It's already distilled, it's already there. Try to understand what Prabhupada is saying, and then you'll come to this conclusion, like you said in your first class, and you ran around studying all the books, and you came to the conclusion that everything is there in Prabhupada's books. So I just wanted to drive home that point. It's not that Prabhupada's books are simple. Prabhupada has simplified the extremely complicated Vaishnava theology in such a way that Kali Yuga rascals and fools can begin to understand.
You're right. Thank you for that. So, yes, Prabhu, and then you want to finish.
In describing the different levels of the bodies, Uttama, Adhyama, and Adhama, and very easily, using myself, I can see immediately, like in the lowest. And it's not artificial, I'm not playing the artificial harmony, but sometimes I even see I'm not even Adhama, trying to become. So, in order, all the beautiful descriptions given in the Uttama.
Can I just hold on? Prabhu, I don't know who is. Because Prabhu, he has just asked me to give your Bhagavad Gita class in the evening.
Oh, good, yes.
So,
I was going to mention that actually you're giving Bhagavad Gita class in Spanish.
So, thank you for that, Prabhu. I don't know.
So yes, Uttama, Madhyama, Adhama, and then obviously after hearing the descriptions of the Uttama, even Madhyama, we feel like, my God, I'm the real lowest.
Yeah, it's good to feel we are real lowest.
So it's good to feel, but then at the same time.
But then it's bad to act like that. We have to become Uttama.
Yeah. So then you find that most those who were in the Uttama, they actually been through so much purification, the pure devotees.
So what's the question?
Rise, the question is to rise from the really lowest to the top. It requires a lot of inspiration and a lot of, let's say, our love.
Yeah. To become the best, I just told three things. To become the best, we have to leave sense gratification.
Yeah.
We have to have spiritual anxieties.
Yeah.
And we have to plan for service. Planning is required. These three things Prabhupada speaks, practical three things. Mm-hmm. We can become Uttama by these three practical things. Leave sense gratification. Have spiritual anxieties. And plan what we are going to do with our life. How we can live for Krishna and how we can die for Krishna. That's what we have to plan. If it happens, if Krishna allows, then we can serve Him nicely. That's it. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for all you senior devotees for listening to me. Hare Krishna.